Chris. This is Chris's perspective from the gods. So first of all, I just want to say, great rising. Energy is everything. So for all those with amazing energy, great up, juiced up, amazing lifted energy, and can't risk, you know, going down a thoughtful path right now, this wouldn't be for y'all right now. And I'm saying that to say, because a lot of times we're not conscious of these different things that we do, these things that we say, and these things that we need to let people be aware of more often than not, because we're real selfish and things like that. And I'm gonna say a lot of we stuff, because at the end of the day, I'm here with you motherfuckers on this goddamn planet trying to figure it out. So we here, motherfucker. So saying, our minds are so entangled and manipulative, right? Because we're able to change our minds and think on a whim and go into other directions and not keep a strict, narrow path and not understand certain things or even see the future based on knowing what actions do. Ooh. You know? Not being able to see the future because you're not paying attention to what things do is very detrimental. It's very much so detrimental. And it's not detrimental to the ones as, you know, like I'm 30, so I feel like, you know, the ones who got a brain and 30 up type, wop. But for the ones that we leaving, like our kids, and with this coverage thing that is going on, covering them so much away from everything, you know, like y'all gotta understand, these kids will never, ever, ever get caught in the rain. Get what I'm saying? These kids will never have to walk in the rain. These kids will never have to ride a bike in the rain. So, saying that to say, it's things they're not going to know. It's things they're never going to experience. And from that point on, remember, the things that we experienced is what built our character. The things that we experienced is what built our character. Now, everybody is jumping on all these in the whim bandwagons and not sticking to tradition. There's no control in the households. And when a man tries to be there and is there and things like that, he's attacked, considered wrong for being the man. I'm not here to think like the lady. The man is not there to think like the lady. When shit hit the fan, his instinct shouldn't be to scream. But that's something for you to understand, women. So women, y'all must understand. It's things that go on in our brains and stuff like that, and that we know that go off in, and I can't say all men, so please excuse me, but, and it's things that go off in women's brains that we don't understand. But the thing is trying to what? Be the calm for each other's storms. And not being the cause of a problem. Because God causes the problems, it's going to be issues regardless. It's how quick and easy and things like that you could fix them, and how hard you take it to heart, and if you can even consider it a problem anymore. Ain't no such thing as problems. Once again, it's all mental. But if you look at it like, oh my God, this is the hugest issue in the world, I'ma die. Like, feel the intensity of that. So the different things is we need to understand is some people have really studied and mastered and really been following pathways to certain things. Who am I to tell a chef, if I'm not a chef, how to make some good food, like how to make it bussy, just to it doesn't make sense, because honestly, because I'm not a cook, I don't, you know, pay attention to all the seasonings. I don't know what's that sauce. I never used a broth. Like, so that's the master at his thing, you know. That's the master at her thing. So just saying that to say again for ladies, y'all don't know, especially for a black man. I'm a black man in America. As a black man, we have to overthink at all times. And even when you're an overthinker, you still left behind or lacking. Not fair, but fuck fair. We're gonna take our order at the end of the day by the mom, female, whoever the fuck, promoting all the bullshit when y'all are really head. You know, B-I-T, you know, B-I-C, you feel me? Why are y'all getting mentally disturbed and cornered and fucked? Like, fuck just fucking you. You're getting mentally rammed. Head into the wall. But you take the kids, all the kids, men and female, down the path because it's the mothers. So now we gotta start paying attention, yeah, to the parents and stuff like that, and understanding, like, it's okay that it's stuff that they don't know or that they didn't learn. But figuring out and paying attention to see that it was something. If you ain't even got to the part to see it was something yet, oh shit, you won't even understand. You know? If you ain't learned your motherfucking addition and subtraction, you damn sure ain't about to understand this trigonometry I'm talking to you. And that's what they mean by levels to this. There's way bigger knowledge out here to get. All I'm gonna say is get yours. Don't be nobody's problem. Be somebody's sunshine. Be somebody's joy. Give somebody a reason to live. Love life. Ja bless.